Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Intended? Did it really happen?
I'm out.
Didn't Pavs have a tweet? They got shut out 3 straight games. That's unbelievable.
Here's the biggest development that you need to know about baseball. City baseball is back. Fall ball has started, and we had a great workout yesterday. And the Carl's Beacon Junior squad went out there and faced a bunch of kids from South City. It was a great game out there for the 9U squad.
I went out to Sarah High School Saturday. Shout out to Sarah High School for all the hospitality. They played their asses off. They played hard. That was a game by the end of the first half. Bosco, just a little too much. Too many mistakes for Sarah High School. But Bay Area is popping right now. Pitt and Reardon had a great game. De La Salle beat up on St. Francis. A lot of it. Oh, that's what happened. 17 hours ago, the Giants. Road score during their 1-5 homestand. 213-0003. It's just case under 500. Let me get a trip to Kansas City. Baltimore, Kansas City. All right, we're moving on from the Giants, man. But I told you guys, October 1st could be a great day to be a Giant fan. It may even be September 30th.
Did you see the biggest, last thing. Biggest hit of the day yesterday was my brother taking Ted and George out to the Tiny Diamond in left field. He went to the game yesterday. I couldn't believe it. And the kid got a big base hit. That was a bigger hit than anything the Giants have done in months. Mm.
Well, reports are coming out that Farhan Zaidi wasn't really involved in the Chapman negotiations.
Yeah, he's done. He's put a
so that's why I say September 30th, October 1st. Could be a better day for Giants fans. Better day.
All right.
And by the way, Bryce Aldridge is up as well. All right, let's go to the calls. Diego, Oakland. Diego, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Diego?
Hey, you know, Mondays are a little harder when the Niners lose, for sure. You know, so two things. One, I'm sure we're all aware. I just want to share how sick to my stomach it made me, how we couldn't convert a 4th-and-goal from the 1. Mm. But then we let Sam, I am seeing ghosts out there, Darnold, hit a 97-yard touchdown. What were our safeties doing? I just need to know.
They were getting cooked, Diego. That's what they were doing. They were getting cooked.
Torched. And then number two, you know, on a lighter note, I'm hoping Levi South is once again good to us. And we beat the Rams. beat LA.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Diego? The Niners are going to beat the Rams.
Oh, why are we doing this?
No, I'm going to do it. Look, that was a trap game last week, and they fell for the Chiefs. Niners fell for the Chiefs. It was a trap game.
What happened the last time you stuck a fork in the Rams?
That was like 5 years ago. 5 years ago. Literally 5 years ago. Or 3 years ago. 4 years ago. Do you want to go over every take on this show?
Why? You said they're done. They won't do anything.
Yeah, that was a different team.
They went on to win the Super Bowl beat the Niners.
You know what? Kyle Shanahan only won. We were at that game. But that was 3 years ago. This is a completely different team. Jalen Ramsey walking through that door? Wait, where's Aaron Donald at? Where's Ernest Jones at?
He's asleep on the couch with his wife. I don't know if you saw that picture.
Where's Eric Weddle at?
I'm out.
I mean, come on. This Rams team that I watched yesterday, Cooper Kupp left the game. He left the stadium with a walking boot. It was bound to happen. They got no Puka. They have no linemen. They have no defense. Arizona did whatever the hell they wanted to do. I expected Niners to go down to L.A. and handle their business and be resting starters by the fourth quarter. I truly believe that. I know division games are different, and the Rams are going to be desperate. They're going to be 0-2. They're going to be fired up. They're not winning that football game next Sunday. The Niners not dropping to 1-2. I can guarantee that.
I'll promise you this.
Okay. Lock it up, Spinotti. Lock it a week. Niners, Seabox bet, are not losing that game next Sunday. The hell with the Rams.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You said blowout and the starters aren't going to play in the fourth quarter. You want to walk that part back or what?
I'm guaranteeing a win.
Well, that's different.
I'm guaranteeing a win. And they're
going
to be very comfortable in the fourth quarter running out the clock in this football game.
All right. Well, until we get to November 1st, I'm not going to do any predictions.
Why?
And take a couple months off.
Why?
Because I'm not hot right now. You gotta know when to hold them.
Your predictions are never good. You still gotta do them.
Know when to walk away.
Your predictions are never good, but that's the beauty of them.
I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. You can sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
Wait, did you make a prediction last week?
I make predictions all the time.
Trap game, Spadone. Trap game. Suzette in San Francisco, she agrees that was a trap game. Suzette, you must have been listening last week, right?
Good morning, crew.
Good morning.
I listen all the time.
Thank you.
It was a scrap game because, and I'm one of those who get hot. I get hot when the Niners lose. I don't get my tequila shot that night. I I'm texting. I'm on Facebook. I get hot. That one, I was real calm about because you had the backup quarterback for us last year, starting for Minnesota, knows the playbook, knows the tendencies, knows the offense, knows Cal. I'm like, this is a trap game if I've ever seen one. So my whole thing is, we've got big games coming up in our division. You know, we've got to win those games. I'm not overly upset about this game. We need to move past this one. And, you know, Ayuk, yeah, he looks rusty. He wasn't out there. You know, Trent looks like he's not quite in shape. You know, we're going to see these things manifest as the season goes on. And another thing, they need to stop with the Deebo thing in the backfield. Because, one, there's no McCaffrey there to offset that. And, two, everybody knows that story now. That was a surprise once where it snuck up on them. They were doing things with him. Everybody's got that number now. Cal needs to change something up with that.
What cost is that?
Not sure if you've been paying attention to the division, but yesterday the Rams played the Cardinals. Yeah. And before I could even blink as I was folding clothes furiously, listening to 95.7 The Game on YouTube, actually, listening to Grandy and Sterling do a great job. But I also had the game on the other TV. Kyler Murray, 17 of 21, 3 touchdowns. He had 3 touchdowns before the second quarter had even gotten in, it felt like.
Oh, I was watching. That team, James Conner ran hard yesterday. You know, Marvin Harrison Jr., if you're worried about him.
I am looking for James Conner.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Do you get that reference?
Yeah, it's Terminator. Terminator 2. What's my guy, T-1000? Come on, man. If I had that, I was a Blockbuster Video special.
Which guy was T-1000?
He was the cop. He was the guy who turned it all yeah, coming colors. Good. Yeah, come on, man. I watched Terminator.
Let's go.
Make it seem like I never watched the movies.
Same actor that plays Davey Scatino in The Sopranos who has the gambling problem.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Is that T-1000? I had no idea.
Robert Patrick, yeah, I think pretty good. Yeah.
I didn't know
there
that.
There are rumors that he came back around to kill Tony, and he was sitting in, you know how there's always different theories? He was sitting in the diner in the corner wearing a bunch of outdoor gear, because remember, he moved to Utah.
I thought he moved to Vegas. I thought that's where he said
he was
going
move to Utah.
Yeah, Utah. Oh, yeah, not great. Vegas would have been good for him. Would have been good for him. Tough. Poor guy.
Tony really took advantage of him.
Yeah, they all did. Too.
Richie, too.
It's like Sam Darnold taking advantage of Kyle Shanahan, teaching him all the maneuvers.
Hey, Sam Darnold's going to be a free agent at the end of the season.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
I'm saying. Yeah, see, you guys say that you know Shanahan so well, and for 8 years, this and that about Shanahan. Dude, what? Here's the biggest thing about Shanahan to know when it comes to quarterbacks. He's not loyal. He's not loyal to quarterbacks.
Possibly.
Come on, Kyle Shanahan, quarterbacks, loyalty? Who knows, man? Who knows? Just bookmark it. That's all. Let's go to TC in Sacramento. Then we'll get to Bobby and Los Altos. They both want to come in. They are both coming down Shanahan's road. Boy, what? Not a good day for Shanahan. Hopefully he's not listening to
Sports
Radio.
The clock stuff is, you can't defend it. You can't defend it. You had to go for two there, and you have to understand that you need to kick a field goal on the other side of the two-minute warning because you had no timeouts left.
TC, get in here.
Hey, Joe Shasky, y'all know where I'm coming at, bro. Hey, y'all know where I come at every time, big dog. Hey, listen, I couldn't wait to get in this morning, dog. Look, check it out. Hey, let's talk about how Kyle Shanahan already turning Brock Purdy into a robot. How he did, Jimmy. This dude can't scramble around. Joe, you've been preaching and you've been harping it all morning. Run, run. No, that's Kyle telling this guy not to run now, right? We were already talking about this before with Brock, right? Talking about, Kyle, get out the way. Kyle turns these guys into robots. What was Brock's good trait? He can scramble and make things happen on the move. Are we seeing that guy do that? No, he's standing in the pocket making bad decisions, bro. That's Kyle Shanahan telling that guy, I want you to throw it here, Brock. Listen, dude, I'm telling y'all about this guy, Kyle, man. Everybody wants to keep dancing around it. The problem is this guy, dude. That's all I got. Dude. Pay attention to this season, bro, and pay attention to how robotic Brock will be
so
turned
TC,
into.
TC, if you had it your
Talk
way,
to me.
If you had it your way at the end of the season, if the Niners don't win it, because I want to get something straight. Are you ready to move on from Kyle Shanahan? Is that what you're basically telling me?
ASAP.
What are my options? Time out. Come on, the guy was just a quarter away from winning a Super Bowl.
What are we doing? This is a week two loss.
Time out. Just everybody chill. I mean, chill. If Belichick wants to come, chill. I would at least think about it. I'm not saying I do it, but I would think about it. It's Belichick.
You know what the lasting image of Bill Belichick just was in the NFL?
See, this is absolutely destroyed by every team. I'm going to turn it to Matt Stivis right now.
Cam Newton is his quarterback.
I'm going to turn it to Matt Stivis right now. I heard this guy for weeks on end of last year. Once Brady moved off from Belichick, this guy was ripping Belichick every single week. Now you want him to coach?
But like Bruce Bochy, he needed a couple years off to kind of reset himself. He could come here like Bochy and just take this roster to the Super Bowl. I would think about it. I'm not saying I'm doing it. I would think. It would just make me. It depends how this year plays out. Let me see how this year plays out. It's Belichick.
So you're going to let me. Wait a minute. So let's just say, hypothetically, the Niners don't make the playoffs.
I'm at the therapy table right now, and I'm trying to be open-minded.
Oh, my God.
What?
All right, that call.
Sometimes you
got to
reevaluate yourself.
TC, make sure you contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. Even the new sales, what's her name back there? I forget her name. She loves nature.
Lauren. Who? Her name is Lauren.
Lauren. Sorry, I slipped the name. Even she's looking crazy. Well, she watched the 49ers. It's like, this guy talking about Belichick?
You know, some people
she threw the thizz face at me. I didn't say that, Lauren. It was Joe Shasky.
Some people like paintings like Michelangelo. Some people like Rorschach tests. Oh, my God. And this is a Rorschach test.
So we get Belichick, and now we get Josh McDaniel as the offensive coordinator, too, because, you know, that's happening.
No, I'm cool off that.
Well, that's the package deal that you get with Belichick.
Doesn't mean that.
No, that's what's going to happen.
Don't forget Max Venable joined Bruce Bochy on the bench. Maybe he goes for someone else.
Bobby of Los Altos, what's happening, Bobby?
I'm not saying I'm dismissing it.
Hey, fellas, good morning.
Hey, real quick, Bobby, I'm not going to lie. Personally, I hate when the 49ers lose. But quickly after the game, I said, you know what? There's always a silver lining. Losses are always good for business. Go ahead, Bobby. They are.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get the crazy calls. Look, I want to keep this sort of a more than one game. I want to look at the big picture. But I will say my wife was born in Minnie, and I married into a Vikings family. So the last game I was at Levi's was before COVID when the Niners beat the brakes off of the Vikings, and then they beat Rodgers, I think, the week after. But
divisional round playoff game.
Yeah, and I do remember, actually, last year, Bonte, didn't you say if Cousins had a great game, you wouldn't come in the next day? So I'm actually glad that you showed up today. I have a soft spot for former Jets quarterbacks that have been abused by them, so I've always rooted for Geno Smith. I root for Darnold. I almost root for Wilson. Hopefully he finds success because I think Jets ruin quarterbacks. But big picture, here's my problem, and I really don't know how to solve it. First of all, big picture, how can anyone say, you know, the last 5 years have been incredible in terms of success. So let's just keep that in mind. It's just one game. But here's the problem. Our boy Shanahan has an incredible record of, what is it, 0-30 before the Green Bay playoff game last year, of not being able to win a game when he trails by 7 or more in the fourth quarter. 0-30. That seems statistically impossible. And he only broke that record when he beat someone from his own coaching tree, right? That LaFleur boy from Green Bay. So here's the problem. How do you fix that, right? Do you want to be in a position where you're always down by 7 so you can learn how to win? Or is it just, as the Niners, if you are not up by 7 or if you're not winning in the fourth quarter, you feel like you're going to end up losing the game? And I don't know how to fix that. That's the biggest problem that I think we have big picture. It's just you just get worried if you're not winning when the fourth quarter starts, which is the money quarter. I don't know. What are we going to do about
that? Bobby, it's an astute point. I think that when they get a lead, there's no other coach who likes to take the air out of the ball like Shanahan, and he does a great job at it. When they don't have the running game as their backdrop, I think the drop back passing game leaves a lot to be desired. Yesterday was a great example of a younger quarterback, even though he's been in the league for quite some time, and a head coach not understanding that, guys, these 10-yard passes over the middle of the field to Saubert as the clock is ticking down. And the game was already essentially over, but it taught me, like, it was very clear. Like, so, do you guys understand that the clock is your enemy right now? You needed to kick a field goal there.
Probably kick a field goal, but you also got to understand, too, that Minnesota is taking away everything on the sidelines. And they're taking everything away deep. So they're going to offer you, hey, the middle of the field, and at some point you got to take yards. And so the clock is going to be your enemy in that situation. I understand it. Trust me. I agree with you in the clock situation, the two-point conversion. Why are you not going for two when you're playing the situation? I understand all that. But also, Minnesota was playing defense to say, hey, anything in the middle is all yours. You're not going to throw anything towards the sideline so you can try to stop the clock. So good on Minnesota. They just were a step ahead of the 49ers yesterday.
No, but that's all it was. Brady, but the great ones, Brady, even Josh Allen's talked about this, and Patrick Mahomes, the 8-yard slant is always there. So you don't take it because the clock, 30 seconds, 15 seconds off the clock is worse.
No doubt.
It's depreciating to you getting a first down.
No doubt.
You have to throw the ball either down the field or in that situation, you kick the field goal on the other end of the 2-minute, you know, and then you give yourself an opportunity.
It's a long field goal, though. It's a long field goal.
No doubt. But it's not a chip shot. Your percentage of winning after 2 minutes is zero.
Oh, I agree.
Literally zero.
It was done. I never felt like they're going to win that game. Once Minnesota went down there anyway and kicked the field goal, just a lot of things. They were lucky to be in that game in the fourth quarter. Oh, like, they were so damn fortunate.
Agree?
I mean, Warner forcing a fumble at the 1-yard line, just an epic play to keep the 49ers in it. They cut it to 20-14, but you can't get off the field a third down. Third down. You had three third downs on that final Minnesota possession. Three third downs. They convert all three of them to get in the field goal range and ice the game away.
So 8 years, right? Like, this, again, this is why, like, to me, like, this isn't the worst loss in the world. You're going to lose games. You're allowed to have a stinker on both sides of the ball. You're allowed to, for your quarterback, when he's had 30 really good games, to have a stinker. Like, that's all true. 8 years, though, and I'm asking sincerely, when was a time you can remember where in the fourth quarter, the Niners were down, whatever, a touchdown, a field goal, whatever, and they played the clock game just right, got the ball back to give themselves an opportunity to make a play. If there's plays out there and there's games out there, I want to hear them.
You mean trailing by double digits?
No, not even double digits. Let's say you're trailing by 8 or 9 or whatever it is, multiple scores, and they worked the fundamentals of clock management to get themselves the ball for opportunity to come back and win that game. They're few and far between.
No, they're not.
Well, Kyle Shanahan's record when he's trailing into, like, at 1-32 point in the fourth quarter heading into it, yeah, it's just not good in
general.
Not
good at all. Not good at all.
And so, like, the reason why I think that's the number one takeaway out of this is because that's something that I expect after 5 or 6 years for you to get a little better at.
Yeah, no, they haven't gotten better in that aspect, but they've also been a team that's been dominant. You know, they've won a lot of games, so they haven't been in that situation a lot. They should be better prepared for that situation. It's good to have this on film in week number 2 as opposed to week 8 with this happening. It's only week 2. So get it out the way now, but hopefully they do learn from it because clock management has been an issue for Kyle Shanahan for quite some time. Let's go to Robin in the city. Robin, good morning, Sugar. How you doing?
I'm all right, Sugar. I was going to take y'all. I wasn't going to call today, but I said, let me get my weekly call in. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, my phone. So this is all I have to say. Sometimes you just get your ass kicked. You just get outplayed. You just get outcoached. Okay, everybody wants to blame. You know, always want to point fingers. I hate our fan base for that, okay? Sometimes, you know, yeah, we can nitpick Kyle Shanahan, what went wrong. But the bottom line is, guys, they got their asses kicked on both sides of the ball. The offense, even Trent was getting ran over. They couldn't handle those stunts and all those different things that the offensive Vikings was bringing to them. They had the offensive line confused. And then our secondary, he just picked him apart. He went across the middle, and he just picked him apart. Ward, he can't cover covers for nothing. He can't cover corners for nothing. Okay, that secondary, this is where I blame Kyle. And you guys always say you disagree, and that's all right. I just disagree with his philosophical approach on how you build a roster, because some of those guys, they got exposed yesterday. They are scrubs. That secondary was embarrassing, and Darnold just gave them a taste of their own medicine, picked them apart.
Robin,
and the Niners,
but Robin, how about the pass rush? What secondary is going to be good when you don't get a pass rush?
That's no pass rush. You got to look at the defensive coordinator, but that's Kyle's defense anyway. I wonder who taught me that. And then here's the last thing I want to say is that they got out-coached.
Yep.
They got out-coached. Forget the time management. They got out-coached. They got out-played. Trent was getting ran over. Do you understand what I'm saying? The secondary was awful. Okay, they just got picked apart, and Ward is problematic. Everybody hypes him, but he cannot cover corners. Okay? Peace out, guys.
So about Ward, or we should talk about Tick Brown?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.